This is contraband country, where the Saratars, inhabitants of Sar, have always played border leapfrog. On the Spanish side in these mountains, there have always been menta, houses in which all kinds of manufactured products were sold, as well as groceries, to service the inhabitants. They also served as bars, where, on Sundays, the men played mush, a Basque card game resembling poker. At night, these venta would be transformed into contraband shops. During the war, immigrants from Spain radically transformed these houses, as products were strictly rationed in France. After 1945, this activity flourished. Everyone dealt in contraband. Tobacco, clocks, cloth, rubéis lace, leather, tires, cash, animals, ball bearings, and machine and automotive parts. At the time, the families were numerous, but owned very little, and were, in general, quite poor. This national sport, in which older men took part, until the 1970s, was discreetly called Gawasco Lana, night work. Contraband was not an immoral act. For them, it was the border that was immoral, and contrary to nature, since it opposed ancient trade activity. La Rune occupies a strategic position, and, over the centuries, the slopes of this mountain have witnessed many misadventures between vigilant customs officers and desperate smugglers. Ramuncho by Pierre Loti.